what's my order at Chipotle? I hope I'm not. There's a fan on in my room, and I hope it's not fucking up your ability to hear me properly. I'm still a little stuffed up. I have actually never been to a Chipotle because I live in the middle of fucking nowhere. And when I travel, I'm not going to a Chipotle. Like, either I'm traveling for a concert or something, and I'm gonna pick up, like, gas station food to spend the minimal amount of time not at my concert or my hotel room, or, like, delivery pizza to the hotel room, or I'm gonna, like, go someplace nice or interesting or local, or I really love diners, like, proper diners, because I grew up on, when I was a kid, my parents took a really long road trip that lasted, like, maybe a year, I'm not really sure. Like, other than having really little me, they didn't really have any reason not to take a very long time with it, so they just drove across the country really slow, and, when I was a kid, otherwise we did a lot of road trips, so, like, I love the kind of place where there's ads on the placemats, or the table has, like, coffee rings from before I was born, that kind of thing, you know? There's a nice place like that in the town where I live, but it's really super popular, so I don't go there very often. In the town where I used to live before I moved here, which is relatively recent, there were a couple of really nice diners that I really liked. There was one that was kind of up the street from my mom's place. And I applied to wait tables there once, but I didn't get it. But it would have been nice to work there. Sometimes they were open all night, sometimes they weren't. Anyway, so I have never been to a Chipotle. I like Mexican food, though. And I understand vaguely what a Chipotle is. Like, as far as I understand it, it's kind of like Subway for Mexican food. But since Mexican food is cheaper by the portion, especially if you're vegetarian, people get really excited about it, I guess. That's my limited understanding of Chipotle. But if you put me in front of Mexican food, tell me to, like, make a giant burrito, I'm gonna put some fresh pico on there. I'm gonna put refried beans, I'm gonna put black beans, I'm gonna put, I don't know, some jalapenos and, like, all the veggies that I can get, because fresh veggies taste like luxury to me. And then probably rice, maybe chicken. Lately, I've been really into chicken. I was a vegetarian when I first started doing audios, but I lapsed because I got into an accident, and I just couldn't do it anymore, so I stopped being a vegetarian for a while, and part of me feels bad about it, but part of me is really, really into chicken. The hardest thing about being a vegetarian was chicken broth and gummies, like gummy bears, gummy worms, gummy... They have this candy called Sour Patch Kids. I don't know if they have them outside of the United States, so if you don't know them, they're like gummy bears, but then they soak them in, like, this spicy stuff. And they are so amazing. Like, I could just eat one Sour Patch Kid and just, like, suck on it for, like, an hour. They're great. Let's see. I go to Taco Bell probably more often than I should. I'm really addicted to the spicy potato soft tacos, and I really like the grilled XL stuffed burrito with the bullshit things, and I get the grilled chicken, and it's got guac, and it's got all kinds of stuff in it. It's really good. But the spicy potato soft tacos are like a buck, and they're really, like, they're properly spicy. They're not, like, eh. They're, like, actually spicy. And I get to pretend that they're slightly good for me because they have, like, lettuce and stuff. What else? At Subway, what I get is all the vegetables and mayo and the spicy onion stuff and hot mustard and olives and spinach and the Italian herb bread and cheese. And, all that stuff. So, yeah, I just load up on veggies. Like, I used to have a friend that worked at Who Hot. If you don't know Who Hot, it's a chain, kind of like, they take, like, hibachi-style food and, like, Mongolian grill food, kind of, and combine it. So you can get noodles and you can get different meats and different veggies and put them in a pot, and then you put sauces on it, and they have these guys that stand on the grill and, like, try to flip spatulas for tips, and they grill your food up for you, and, there, I get, the tofu is no good because it doesn't get seasoned enough, so I don't like how the tofu comes out. My friend was obsessed with the seafood, and he worked there, so we'd go there a lot. I really like, sometimes I do have meat with it, but, you know, I don't know. It's all about the veggies. You gotta get, like, bok choy and noodles, and they have peanut topping. They have the Nomad green curry, and I was obsessed with the Nomad green curry. And you gotta put extra rice vinegar with the ginger and garlic and, like, the hot chili oil. Hot chili oil is the best. Like, if you don't have hot chili oil in your home right now, next time you're at the grocery store, pick some up. It's the best. You take some hot chili oil, and you take some spring onions, a little bit of garlic, and you can take anything, and saute it in that, and it's good. You can put beef, you can put ramen noodles, you can put an egg, you can put some cabbage. Cabbage is really cheap, like the red cabbage. You just slice it up, put it in there. Yeah. And it's amazing. And when I make homemade stir fries, I'm lazy and cheap, and I usually serve it over ramen because, like, I recently got present for my birthday in October, and it was one of those, it's not an instant pot, but it's a knockoff instant pot, so it's basically an instant pot, and I could make rice with it, like, I could have rice pre-made to do, but I'm lazy, and I don't like, I'm indecisive, and when I get home, I don't want to wait 15 minutes to make the rice and then do it, and I just want my stir fry, so I do that a lot, and I do it over ramen. You just take the ramen and you cook it, and then you cook it until it's, like, not quite done, but it's soft enough to move around, and then you just kind of, like, dip it in the boiling water, really, and then you put it in with your stir fry, and you continue to stir and fry, and it's way better that way. When I'm feeling lazy, that's a meal that I make for myself a lot. Chopping vegetables is really soothing when you've had a shitty day. You just, like, get, like, I don't know, I like to make soup and stuff a lot, because chopping vegetables, and you just throw them into a pot, and you do it in the right order, and it'll come out good. So, I'm sorry to disappoint you that I don't really have a favorite thing to get at Chipotle, but hopefully that makes up for it and was long enough. And I'm gonna get back to what I was doing, and I'm still feeling a little under the weather, but I will try and record something, and make it something that you can actually masturbate to before I have to go for the night. I'm still kind of tired. Take care, everybody out there in internet land.